Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cutting Chai Stories, where the writing is short and sometimes sweet, just like the half servings of milky tea we call cutting chai back home in India. I'm your host, Jayati Vora, and today the chai is made from a different recipe. I've recently started working with a coach, and anyone who's done coaching before knows that this is not an easy process. It's hard and uncomfortable and holds a mirror up to the parts of yourself that you may have never explored or never admitted to exploring. There's a lot of internal work happening. On the surface, it may seem like not much is going on, but underneath, your legs are kicking like crazy. So that's the headspace I've been in for the last week, and it's kind of sucking up all the oxygen in my room right now. Usually, I have the idea for what my next podcast episode is going to be fairly easily. I don't have to think about it too much. It comes to me. And I could talk about something I've been noticing recently in writing that I'm reading, but that doesn't feel like it meshes with the headspace I'm in right now. And I don't want to force it. A couple episodes ago, I was talking about how it's not fruitful to force the words to come, to let them take you where they want to go. And I want to take my own medicine, so to speak. So I'll save that idea for another day. Instead, I want to talk about the language we use to define ourselves and our businesses and our lives. So this is not about the outward-facing language, the words that are written down for the world to see. This is more how we talk about ourselves and, more importantly, the words we use to think about ourselves. We all have our own internal stories about who we are as people. Maybe it's something that we heard over and over growing up. Maybe it's something that we claimed for ourselves, but in another era of our life. For me, for instance, as the eldest sibling, as a girl growing up in a patriarchal society, I was the Dai Dikri. That is Gujarati for good girl. I was the good girl. I was the child who always gave up her toy when my younger sister or brother wanted it. I was the obedient child. I was the child who didn't take up space. And that has been a narrative for my life, sometimes overtly and sometimes in the subtext, in the background. And it has influenced how I behave and my relationships and even how I operate in my business. And I am only just now realizing just how outsized the impact of those two small words has been. How does changing the narrative change the way you live your life? I'm always on here talking about the importance of storytelling. And this is the most important story you'll ever get to tell. So don't let someone else define it. Don't wear a garment that's old and no longer fits you anymore. You choose your words. You choose your narrative. Can you close your eyes and think about what narrative is defining your life? Is it one that was bestowed upon you in childhood? Maybe as a rebellious teen? Is it an identity that you have outgrown? For those of you who are doing this exercise thinking of their business, the same thing applies. Maybe you started out as an entrepreneur with one idea or one goal. And maybe over the months and years that has changed. The people who you serve have changed. Your own perception of what you bring to the table has changed. Has your language changed along with it? Can your words, your narrative, be transformed from a straitjacket, one we may not even realize is binding us, into a loose robe that we put on and take off when we want to change again? So when you're describing your business, instead of saying, in my work, I have to bake wedding cakes every week, how about saying, I get to bake wedding cakes every week? That takes the narrative of your work away from being a chore to being a delight, even if you didn't intend it to sound like a chore, but just, you know, a task. But when you rephrase it, wow, yay, can you believe I get to do this amazing thing every week? It completely changes the mood, the energy. How about, in the lockdown, I had to spend all my time with my family? That's true for most of us, right? Maybe we can change that too. In the lockdown, I get to spend quality time with my family. I got to know them better. We got to strengthen our bond. You've changed one small word from had to got to. But with that, you change the whole narrative. I know this isn't my usual kind of prompt, but it's on my mind right now and I wanted to share it with you. So look back at your life, your relationships, your business, and think, what narrative defines it? Whose narrative defines it? What words define it? And are they working for you? Where did those words come from? And what will you change them to? What words will you choose instead? And if you feel comfortable sharing your words, I would love to hear them. I'm at cuttingchaistories@gmail.com. One last thing before I go. For the last few weeks, I've been teasing a program that I had all ready to launch this month called The Words Will Come. I had a fancy sales page and a beautifully designed website, and I still have all of those things. But I'm pressing pause on the launch plan for now because I want to up-level it. I had thought to offer different price points for different people, depending on what they were looking for, but I realized that I want everyone who works with me to get the best possible outcome they possibly can and to write passionate copy effortlessly. And the way they can do that is not wandering by themselves in the wilderness. I want you, all of you, those who work with me and those who don't, I want to offer you a safe space to express yourself, to translate the secret hidden you onto the page and to claim your own stories. So I'm working on building in lots of support from me so you can go from feeling stuck and terrified to showing up as yourself, as authentically yourself, putting it all out there for the world to see and seeing your words and your story attract your ideal customers. If you're interested, shoot me an email and we can chat. And if you need to sit with this for a minute, to dig deep, if this stirs up some emotions in you, that's fine. I offer this up as something I've learned recently that has been and still is transformational for me. And so I offer it to you. If it resonates, if it strikes a chord, use it. If it doesn't, that's okay too. Every message isn't meant for everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Thursday.